My Life Starring Mum by Chloe Raban. Read by Claire Corbett.
Wednesday, 22nd of January. The Convent of the Sisters of the Resurrection, otherwise known as school. It was right in the middle of the signing of the Declaration of American Independence that my life changed suddenly, dramatically and forever. Maureen Nicholson came bursting into history just as Thomas Jefferson had his pen poised, saying that I had to go up to Reverend Mother's office right away. Leaving the future of the US of A teetering in the balance, I made my way, with a sinking heart, past the plaster statue of the Virgin Mary in the kitchen's burnt cabbage smell. What was it this time? Had someone split on who'd been key mover in the liberation of the biology lab frogs? Reverend Mother had her pained saint expression on.
"Sit down, Holly, dear."
I sat.
"Now listen, I've had a call from your mother."
"My mother?"
"Well, not in actual fact your mother, but that secretary lady who always deals with everything."
"Mum's PA."
"The thing is, I don't want to alarm you, but there's been one of those nasty threats again."
I sighed. I'd become resigned to curfews, all my sports away matches cancelled, being delisted from form outings. I'd been gated so many times, I'd started to forget what weather felt like. I'd better explain. It's all because of Mum. You see, my mum is Candy. "Okay, so now you're doing that big wide eye thing, and you're going to come out with stuff like, 'No way,' or 'You're..."